local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is really heating up, and it's about to take off. Folks have been sitting on the sideline waiting for that right time to go out and look for the home of their dreams, and that time is now. We are currently pre-approving record numbers of buyers, and they're all waiting for that perfect house to hit the market. If you're even considering buying a new home, you need to get pre-approved today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book. That's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you a better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
4th of July is almost here. Make sure to get the best brats in town for your holiday celebrations. G&W Sausage Company has been a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Choose from over 30 varieties of sausage, including jalapeno cheese brats, Cajun andouille, and more. Deli meats, cheeses, and an assortment of steaks and chops is available, too. Curbside pickup is available when you order the day before at gwsausage.com or call 314-352-5066.
You can't beat G&W meat.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Just wait to see America's the greatest land Dan of all. Even remembered to call John Londo.
He's busy.
He's on. He's just writing
the
name.
Oh, there he does have
he's
him on.
He's just writing the
he's
name.
There.
Okay, Dan, I'm so sorry. We wrongly assumed that you might not do your job right, and that was wrong on our part. You don't deserve that.
You don't know me very well.
Time to check in with the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States. You see, I can say that. And this is one of the things you need to learn, folks, about advertising. There's nothing illegal about that? Number one, based on what? People who've done business there. Okay, so here's the number one dealer in the United States, John Landoff. John, how are you?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know? I don't know if it could get any better.
Well, it could get better, you know, and I'll tell you how. We could end the whole...
First of all, I'm talking, okay? Mm. I mean, you know, you asked me a question.
Wow.
And I should be able to maybe finish what I was saying. And so, I mean,
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay, I'm sorry, John. Apparently we had some technical issues there. What were you saying?
I'm still here.
Okay.
And I just got to say thank you to the AM and the PM crowd.
Okay.
They've been coming out in droves. I mean, literally average of one, if not two, a day. Both locations. And I know the great thing is I send you the information, and then you call them, and they just cannot believe that you take the time to call them. And I'm like, hey, this is a very boring man. He's got nothing else to do on
Hold on. There's a difference between me being bored and me being boring. You said he's a very boring man. That's what you said. That you tell them I'm boring.
Well, maybe I just said it the wrong way. Because you're not boring at all. Because I had the pleasure of talking to you and your wife on Saturday for a good 15 minutes. And, you know...
Did you fall asleep?
No, not at all. No. I mean, I had his better half on the phone, and she's hilarious. Mm. You know, I think the two of them are should be, you know, she should be on the program. You should really...
That is never going to happen.
Oh.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, it would be hilarious. Your daughter's been on 1,000 times. She's adorable. She's hilarious. Why not the mother of that?
It would be funny to have her on one day and you not. And just
like
all of us just grill her for
never
one day.
Happened because one, she wouldn't do it.
Well, everybody's got their price.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't do it. I know her. She wouldn't do it. She'd go, I'm not going to do that. I've talked to her about other things, like would you ever be in a skit on stage, like a song? No. She's just not. That's not her. She's not going to do it. Now, if I die, maybe you'll get her to come on and tell some stories, but that's probably what it would take.
Mrs. Pinion's Playhouse is on the air.
No, she would never do that. You don't need two people in the same house like me.
No, that's, it's the Bickersons. It would be the Bickersons thing.
What would actually be fun is to have you both on the air at the same time, and then like each of us go around and ask some questions and maybe like put one out of the room and see how you answer. We can do that with John and his wife too.
And by the way, his wife's not going to do that either. I guarantee you she's not going to do that. No, she's not interested in that.
You never know.
So I'm glad. I'm glad the AM and the PLM people are showing up. That's good to hear.
You said PLM.
Yeah.
AM and the PLM.
Yeah, PLM. AM and the PLM.
Okay, so I guess I do this then. All right. There you go.
Oh boy.
What?
He said AM in the PLM or whatever it was, so I figured, all right, he gets half a hallelujah then.
He gets a half a holla?
Yeah, there you go.
Mm. Wow. This makes what John was talking about seem more interesting now.
Just trying to help, you know.
And I do believe he might have said to these buyers who come in and AM in the PM, well, he's boring. Talking about me. Yeah, he's boring. That cut me. That cut and it hurt. Just so you know.
No, it didn't. You're thick. You're tough. I'm just having fun.
There it is again. I'm thick. Another word for fat. Fat. Boring and fat. Wow.
Not at all, buddy.
Yeah.
Not at all. No, I've heard you've lost like 50 pounds now. You look unbelievable.
So somebody buys a vehicle from you and they go, by the way, ma'am, the PM, what's Frank like? You go, he's thick and he's boring. Wow.
And then they go, I can't wait to talk to him.
Ah.
Oh, no, everyone loves Frank. Everyone loves Frank.
In fact, your customer Saturday, I remember, bought a 2018 Altima, I guess from the St. Peter's
Autoplex.
Location. Yeah, the Autoplex.
Yes, sir. Indeed. It's awesome. Uh-oh, that's my duck call. I can't talk to him right now.
Is that your phone?
But I do. That's my phone, yes.
That's a great ring.
It's a friend that wants to buy an Equinox for his wife.
Oh.
Right.
Can you imagine? Have you ever heard
John,
of?
John Roberts with AA Quick Plumbing, a great plumbing company. AA Quick Plumbing, John Roberts.
Free plumbing.
Call you in 10 minutes. All right, so they're coming fast and furious. I'm just telling you, fast and furious.
Have you ever heard of somebody who has never heard his or her cell phone ring? And I mean somebody who's had a cell phone for years, and I'm going to tell you who this is. But in my life, I've only known of this one person. When I said, "What is your ringtone?" And this person said, "My phone has never rung. It has never not been on silent." Scott Sherman has never heard his phone ring, ever.
Yep.
He doesn't have a ringtone. Because he doesn't ever let it ring.
He doesn't return text messages.
No, so no, he doesn't. And he doesn't ever answer the phone because it doesn't ring. He never has had the ringer on.
I'm done texting.
He's an email guy.
No, that's exactly right. If you want to get it, you have to email it. No, I'm not kidding. You have to email it.
I know, but when I was taking my legal course, he helped me out a lot through that. Every time I had a question and every time I texted him, or called him, he got right back to me. I don't know what it was, maybe because it was trivia to him.
Possible that every time he got right back to you?
Within like half an hour, which is for him, is right back to me. Mm. Like within 30 minutes.
Well, that's very unusual. Yeah. You have a special relationship with him, apparently. I can't imagine hearing your phone ring.
I know.
That's a one-of-a-kind person. Because I don't know of anybody else that would ever not be curious to at least see what it sounds like when the phone rings or assign it. Don't you have to assign it a ring?
Yeah.
I guess they come with a default ring. Right, Josh? Mm-hmm. They have a default ring. Okay.
Hey, Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Hold on. There we go.
Good, John. How are you?
Fantastic.
You have a tech question for Josh while he's here? Anything bugging you about your phone or your computer?
No. My son's bought me a... Surface Pro for Father's
what
Day.
What is that? What's a Surface Pro?
It's kind of like a laptop.
Yeah. Okay.
Laptop, and it's very, very cool. And I had a laptop that was probably...
Wait, did you just say laptop?
He did. He said laptop.
A lot of people do that.
Laptop.
No, you said
lab. No, thick one. Don't make fun of that I have a speech impediment, okay? It's not nice. Mm. Don't make fun of people. Be nice. Be nice.
Well, your dog could have a laptop.
You don't have a speech impediment. What is your speech impediment?
I went to speech therapy as a child for my mom for a good year and a half.
Well, now...
I swear to God, the guy looked like Jonathan Winters, the speech therapist, Saturday mornings, and then after speech therapy, guess where I went? Right here. I came to Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet to scrub floors and wash cars.
What was the impediment you went to the therapist for?
Tongue thrust.
That's not an impediment.
Yeah.
That's a special skill.
Yeah, it is.
That's a special talent.
Frank.
What?
Have you heard your laugh?
Yeah.
It's kind of goofy.
It is goofy.
It sounds a little bit like Hebe.
No, I'm good. It is goofy. I'm proud of it.
Well, listen. I've got some more vehicles to sell today to some more of the greatest people in the entire world. That's the AM and the PM crowd.
That's right.
I sent you another voicemail message from another AM and the PM that bought an Equinox, and I wasn't here Saturday, so I'm going to give him a call. And I sent you his information.
And if you emailed it to me, that means that I will go 24 hours possibly and never see it because I read email once in the morning, and that's usually it. I'll see it. I'll make a point to see it after work and for sure tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. If you ever need to get me somebody, a customer who's aimed at the PM, if you text me, boom, done. If you email it, it may take a while.
Well, either way, though. I mean, you're just you're legendary.
I'll get him. I'll get back to him. All right, John. Thank you.
314-837-1800. 24/7/365. LawnEnough.com. Bye.
They're on the way. Goodbye. Hmm. Boring and thick.
Well, did he mean thick as in overweight, or did he mean thick as in like stupid?
No. I think he meant thick as in stupid. I think he meant. I've never thick
heard
skin.
That. Have you never heard that? You guys not say that here?
No.
Oh, right.
We don't use that. That means?
Yeah, if somebody's like, if somebody's really stupid, you say that person's really thick.
Never heard that. So is that a British thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about before you get the music? How about this new Karen thing?
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah.
do did that start? For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, apparently, if someone is a Karen, it means she's a white privileged woman.
Well, she's like, a Karen is, say, if, you know, she doesn't get her steak the exact temperature that needs to be, or, you know, she doesn't get her way, or she can't return an item that she wants to return to. The woman that always goes, I want to speak to your manager. That's a Karen.
Well, and I had read an article that said it's also any woman of white privilege, who also wants everything her way.
Her way. Yeah. Got to be done. Yep. Karen.
How?
But it's more than that. It's not just she wants it her way. She wants it in an entitled way.
Yeah.
Or in a way that's above and beyond the call of duty that most women will get. It's been out there for a while, but it sort of first started when that gal was walking her dog in Central Park in New York, and there was a black guy that was
She's a Karen.
Taking a photographer, and she's like, I'm going to call 911. I'm going to tell him a black man's assaulting. So they started calling her Central Park Karen.
Okay.
And now anytime a woman has done anything since then, it's sort of regurgitated itself into so-and-so Karen, so-and-so Karen.
The Karens must hate it. The Karens of the world.
Oh, yeah. I used to work with a Karen at the restaurant, and she hated it because we just were like, showing her a picture of a Karen. Oh, we got a Karen coming in.
The origin of the term, according to Wikipedia, is it's used to describe white women who tattle on black kids' lemonade stands to the police.
That is a Karen. That is 100% a Karen.
Well, so now if your name is Karen, you got that. You're stuck with that thing now. And John, if you're forever going to the John, your name is a toilet.
True.
And then, of course, there's the Richard Dick thing. sorry, but any kid named Richard, good luck.
Yeah, where did that John come from? Where did
the John?
I don't know.
Bathroom.
I have a sister-in-law named Karen. I have an aunt named Karen, and both of them are two of the most genuinely sweet persons I have ever met on earth. And it's horrible that this has been bestowed on them. It really is.
They have to not be too happy with that. Maestro, if you would please.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need somebody.
Every Monday, Josh Bauman is here. Smart people are already on hold. We have a line open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Josh Bauman is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I had them out last Friday morning. Got to have a set of French doors, double doors to the deck replaced, completely torn out, cut out, and replaced. So we've just past phase one of that project, and that's come out, measure, take a look, and I should hear more from them today or tomorrow. So Window World is this man's sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, your tech guy and our tech guy, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
I got to give you one more before I get off this Wikipedia.
Sure.
So right next to Karen is Becky. Have you ever heard of a Becky?
No.
Becky is the slang for the white girl who loves Starbucks and is clueless about racial and social issues.
And why, I wonder, Becky?
I don't know. It's just
because they're all called Becky and they all wear those, like, it's like the Ugg boots and pumpkin spice lattes. It's like October 15th, whenever it comes out, you'll see all the Beckys. They wear those, you know, the Han Solo vest thing.
Right.
They wear that. They match at Starbucks, and it's all pumpkin spice.
And you'll Becky's. Love this. You'll love this, Limey, because you had your MTV shirt on the other day. The modern term Becky is thought to date to Sir Mix-a-Lot's song "Baby Got Back," where one woman says to the other, "Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt," and it was like, you know, like she, like that's the only thing she got going for her is her butt. Like she got no other talent other than her butt.
Sorry, everybody named Becky who's listening, not us. Man. We're just
don't blame the messenger.
Passing the message along. So, Josh, you want to just start with a couple of calls here? Let's go to Todd, I guess, first, because it's the one that's lit up. Todd, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Josh Bauman, hello, and I'm here in the pen.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, I've got a teenager just graduated from Parkway North, and he's a Cisco Network Certified kid from South Tech as well.
Wow, awesome.
And yeah, he's getting ready to get in the workforce here sometime soon, hopefully, when things pick up. But in the meantime, we've got a Charter modem that he's got a server downstairs, and there's probably 200 plus people on it playing games and chatting and doing whatever. And sometime in the middle of the night, that modem will just reset itself and just cut everybody off.
Yeah.
and it just started happening. So if you don't mind, I'm going to have you talk to him, and he's going to tell you what you're looking for, and maybe you can make a suggestion.
Sure.
That'd be great. His name is Sebastian. Here you go.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Sebastian. So from what your dad explained, my first guess is that Charter is renewing or changing your DHCP lease on,
that's
on your
exactly
modem.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Unless you pay for a static IP address from Charter, and they're going to charge you, I think I'm paying $15 or $20 per IP at work for it. Unless you pay for a static address, your WAN address or your external IP address on your modem is going to change every once in a while, depending on the lease.
Right. We have a static IP
address. Oh, okay. And it's still dropping you overnight.
Yeah, it's like, the router, like, cuts off all port forwarding, goes away, basically reset back to default settings.
Sebastian, how old are you?
Repeat that?
How old are you?
18 or so.
Okay. Is your dad still right there where he can hear you, I guess? Are you watching porn while you're playing these games? Laughter means no. Yeah. That's the guilty laugh.
Gonna go blind, Todd.
Okay, that may be the problem, Josh.
Gonna go blind.
Sebastian. Overload.
Sebastian.
It's called PNGO, Porn and Game Overload.
Oh.
Watching porn while you're playing the game, and then the whole thing goes south overload on you.
It could be. Sebastian, when you say everything goes back to defaults, do you mean, well, let me ask you this. Are you using a Charter-provided Wi-Fi router, or are you guys? Did you guys buy your own Wi-Fi?
It is a Charter-provided one.
Okay, so overnight, all of the settings go back, and all your port forwarding and stuff is gone?
Yes.
That's definitely warranted a call to Charter support and ask them what the heck's going on. And I would have them start with a log file, you know, look at the log files and see what's happening. Because if you're going through the trouble of setting port forwarding rules and firewall rules, those should not be resetting every night. That's not something that I would expect to happen.
Right.
No, I would give them a holler.
Alrighty, that sounds good.
Hey, it's hats off to you for getting Cisco certified before you graduate high school. That's awesome. That's not
an easy
feat.
All right. Thank you, Sebastian.
Thanks, Sebastian.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Now, there's a call right there. I don't know anything about anything they just talked about.
Oh, even I was completely
every
lost.
Every bit of that lost. Was foreign language to
I
me.
Can explain it if you want.
No.
Okay.
I know.
What is Cisco certified, though?
So Cisco makes networking hardware, switches and routers and access points, you name it. More or less what runs a network. They're one of the major manufacturers. Cisco offers a certification process where you can become, quote unquote, an expert in their product. And you can get specialized all the way to CCIE plus internet plus whatever.
And to get that certification at 18, isn't that pretty young? Isn't that
so
sort of extra special?
There's levels of certification, and it's really cool. There are some high schools in the area that have these classes, because you can take a course, and by the end of the course, the goal is that you pass a CNA type or Cisco Network Associate test. And there are high schools in the region, obviously Parkway is doing that, for high school kids to kind of get that exposure. They call it IRCs, Industry Recognized Certification, and it's a push from the Education Department in Missouri to get more kids those certifications, because Sebastian easily could enter the workforce right out of high school. That's awesome that he's been able
see,
to do that.
This is another great example, though, of how a standard four-year college degree isn't always the way everybody should go.
You are correct.
This Sebastian will never be out of work.
No. My guess, he's probably got a CCNA, which is Cisco Certified Network Associate. He'll likely step up to the next progression. My guess would be is he will get into security like Limey is and get his CSIP certification, his security professional, and he will be able to write his own checks. I mean, that kid will be making money hand over fist.
Mm.
In looking at Cisco's website, it looks like you can get 5 different levels of a Cisco certification: entry, associate, professional, expert, and architect.
Yeah.
And then on the side, you can get a specialist certificate, which, like you said, Frank, could be business architecture, data center, service provider. you know, security, somebody who just probably specializes in one thing.
Voice is probably
of these huge companies.
If I started studying right now, for the rest of my life, I could never get the lowest level of the certification.
I took a brain dump class one time, and it was like one day a week for 6 weeks, and it was for 4 hours at a time. I tell you, at the end of each one of those 4 hour sessions, I barely knew what my name was. It was just, it's not like, it's just so much information to learn so quickly. It's unbelievable.
I'd be afraid to even take one of these classes, like in a physical classroom setting, because I'd be worried that every other geek in there already knows everything they're about to be taught.
Exactly.
You know, whereas I'm going in on a clean slate, and I'd be like the dumbest kid in class.
No, I wouldn't even try it. Because I know I can't. Sometimes there are certain things you should know your limitations, like you can't do. There are people who cannot drive a car. They can't.
Yeah.
I've known in my life two of them. One was a woman who was my boss's wife. She absolutely could not drive a car. He had gotten her an instructor and lessons, and with her, it was the fact she could never get beyond how nervous she was that she was going to be in a wreck, and she couldn't drive. She absolutely couldn't function behind the wheel.
This reminds me of the story that occurred in New York last week, and I don't know how you even do this, because I thought most above-ground pools were the same level of deepness all the way around, but apparently there's a pool in New York that had a 7-foot deep end and a 3-foot shallow end. And this family's 8-year-old girl fell into the deep end. None of them could swim.
Wow.
The mom jumps in to try and save her, drowns. The dad jumps in to try and save both of them, drowns. The brother jumps in, tries to save dad, mom, and sister. They all four drown.
Whoa.
They found all four of their bodies in the pool.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well,
if you can't swim, you can't swim.
And there are people who, with all the lessons in the world, cannot swim. So for me to try to do what Sebastian's doing at the lowest level, never happened.
That's it. It's awesome that these schools are doing that.
Well, I missed that story. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty
four
crazy.
Family members. Mm-hmm.
In the above ground pools, you can get a liner that will accommodate that, because then the people that install the pool will come in and dig the deep end.
Right. And so at the top, then, it's level. It's like above ground, it's all 3 feet or whatever.
It's like a 4-foot pool.
It was three family members, not four. It was the daughter and her two, her daughter, her mother, and then an uncle.
Still.
The three of them.
Brother.
Wow. Yeah.
You have no calls right now, so you're free to talk.
So a couple deals today. If you're in the market for an Apple Watch, Amazon has the Apple Watch 3. For $169, that's the lowest price that...
Hang on.
No.
Anytime you say $69, there are two guys that work here, and they laugh when you hear $69. We've never asked you, Josh, what's so funny about that number? Do you get it?
One less than 70? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get it. I don't know why that's a funny number.
It's not a prime number.
So go ahead. I'm going to give the phone numbers real quick, because either our phones went down because we had calls, and they disappeared. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Go ahead.
So, if you're in the market for an Apple Watch, definitely hit Amazon for the Apple Watch 3. Frank, do you have a Nest thermostat at your house?
No.
I bought a Nest thermostat years ago, and it was my first entry into the smart house type arrangement.
I can see it right now in my head. They're round and a nice, brilliant, bright blue. Yeah, I know what they are.
So Nest thermostats are on sale right now for all of the major retailers, at least $50 off. And here's where it gets interesting. If you are an Ameren customer, either on Missouri or Illinois, you can apply to Ameren for further discounts. So on top of this $50 discount from Lowe's or Home Depot or Walmart or Amazon even has it, you could be eligible up to an additional $100 off from Ameren in rebates. So you're looking at the brand new Nest 3 thermostats, $250. It's already $200 from all the retailers. You could be looking at out of pocket after rebates $100 for a brand new Nest thermostat.
But you need decent Wi-Fi, right?
I wouldn't say decent Wi-Fi, because it's not like that thing is streaming information. All you're doing with the app on your phone, if you're not home, is you're setting a temperature up or down.
But is it paired somehow to your Wi-Fi?
It is. It connects to Wi-Fi so that you can access it from your phone. Okay. But even if you don't have Wi-Fi, you could still walk up to it and turn the knob and adjust
your temperature. I get that part. Is this something somebody can put in themselves, or do you need the heating and cooling people?
I would venture to guess most people could install it. What I recommend is if someone buys one, you take the face of your current thermostat off to where you can see the wires and where they're connected.
Right.
Take a picture so that you know what color of wire is going to what terminal.
Okay.
And then you just match that up on the Nest thermostat on the back of it, and away you go.
The only other problem you might have, and it's an odd thing to think about, is most regular thermostats are rectangular.
Correct.
Okay, so this is round. You may have a painting issue.
Yes.
If you've, you know, had a special faux painting or whatever, was that sponge type stuff?
Right.
That might be. But other than that, yeah, because it's not the same. It's not going to fill the same area.
And they do. This is actually something we haven't really talked about much. The Nest thermostats will learn your patterns and know after a couple of weeks. They know when you go to work, when you arrive home. So when it knows you've left for work, it will raise the temperature in your house if it's summertime or lower it during the winter so that your cooling system or heating system doesn't run as often when you're not there automatically. Wow. You don't have to program it. And then it knows, let's say every day you get home at 5 o'clock, at 4:30, it's going to adjust the temperature in the house to the temp that you normally like it at and have it ready for so that when you get home, your house is comfortable.
All right, here's something I've never asked you about. And I've meant to for weeks. When I get in my car, like I'll get in it here when I leave work, it'll say 23 minutes to home.
Yeah.
Now, when I leave home, it'll say 23 minutes to 5:00. How in the world, I guess from the pattern of time of day I leave the house, and that's what, a Google satellite thing?
Yep. All of our phones are always listening and watching what we're doing.
Wow.
And they report back, and then the accurate time information comes from estimates on the highway of other phones on the highway right now to know if there's any slow spots or any breakdowns or whatever. Right. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
I was on my way to work one day, and I typed in Kirkwood Brewhouse, and it said 55 minutes to Kirkwood Brewhouse, which is the restaurant next door. I'm like, what? Well, why would it say that?
Traffic.
Yeah. It knew that there was a traffic jam and a shutdown on 44 before I even left my driveway.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to talk to Lenny, and then I want to ask you another question about this traffic type stuff and your phone. But let's get Lenny in here. Lenny, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh Bauman. I am AM and the PM.
Hi, Lenny.
Hey, got a problem. I know you're not an iPhone kind of guy, but I'm using my iPhone with the CarPlay.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden this morning, my swipe option is gone.
On your radio?
I can't swipe to the other apps that aren't shown on the home screen.
Have you tried rebooting your phone?
Yes, I've rebooted my phone, and I have actually reset all my settings on my truck as well.
Interesting. But it's still, like, if you try and pull up the map, it'll work with the map?
Well, I've got the Apple map, which I don't really like using. I use Google Maps. Google Maps is on the second page.
Oh.
I can't get to that page.
What kind of iPhone?
It's the 8 Plus.
Oh.
That should be still fine. I'm Googling real quick on my phone, if you can't tell, and I am not coming back with anything quickly. Shoot me an email at joshtechadvice@gmail.com, and I'll see if I can look into it. Give me a real specific description in the email of the problem, and I'll Google around and see what I can find and come back with for you. I know my wife has Android Auto, which is the Android version of Apple CarPlay, and it's really cool. Like, you can more or less manipulate your apps from your radio screen, pull up maps, radio stations, Pandora, all that stuff, and it's actually using your phone, but you're manipulating the radio in your car. It's pretty cool.
Right. Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thanks, Lenny. Thank you, Lenny.
All
right, back, and I know that a lot of people don't even know they have this. On my phone, and I don't think this is a Google, what's the built-in
map where I can type in an address and it takes me there. It's a GPS.
You have an iPhone, so it's Apple Maps. Okay. They used to use Google Maps, okay. But yeah.
I learned this about 3 years ago. And I'm telling you, like, my wife didn't know it, and I don't think a lot of people do, and it's such a wonderful thing. If I just hit that map, and it shows me where my car is, and I back it out a little more coverage area, there's a red line where all the traffic is. If it's backed up, how is that from the air? Is that from the satellite?
No, that's from every other phone that's on the highway reporting data back to Apple and Google constantly.
And then how's it getting to me, though? It's coming to me from a satellite.
Go ahead, Limey.
All right, so layman's terms, basically, Google, right? Let's just say we're all using Google Maps in this scenario. Google can register that, say, my phone, Tim's phone, Dan's phone, Josh's phone is all on 270, all going the same direction, and we're all moving at like 10 miles an hour.
So it can
register all of those devices, and then they send that up to the satellite, and that satellite sends the information to your phone.
It's not really the satellite. You're using your cell phone data.
Right.
You're using 4G or whatever.
So I didn't ask for that.
No.
It just does it.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what you're right, Frank. Most people, I'd say 90% of people, do not understand that their phone is constantly relaying information back to someone.
Last weekend, we're coming back from the lake, and we hit one of those, oh, no. And my wife said, oh, I hope this is not a bad, like, 2 hour. And I said, hang on. And I got my, and it showed me that it was only up to just past Wentzville Parkway. And sure enough, we go about 2 miles, and it broke loose. And I thought, this is the greatest thing ever. And most people don't know it's right there already in your phone. One touch, there's the map, and there's the red line where the backup is.
Go back to taking road trips in the 80s and 90s and going through like Atlanta or something during rush hour, and you have no clue how long this backup lasts.
And that was one of the great things in the CB era, in the mid-70s, when everybody had a CB, at least every other car, hey, good buddy, there's a wreck up here, you might want to detour. I'm serious, that was our way of being warned, get off an exit and take another route, because you're going to be sitting here a while.
Yep.
That was all we had. Let's talk to, well, according to Dan, this woman's name is Thressa.
No, sorry, it's Teresa.
No,
but
you wrote Thressa. Thressa, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you? Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman. And actually, it's Teresa. T-E-R-E-S-A. Yeah,
well, we know that, but Dan doesn't spell
I like Thressa.
Well, and that's Thressa, nice actually, we may have just created a new name for
I'm
any...
I'm going to call my future daughter Thressa.
Anybody pregnant with a girl and you're trying to come up with a name, you might want to consider Thressa. It's not bad.
There you go.
What do you have, Thressa, for Josh?
Okay. Well, I actually emailed Josh on this a couple months ago. I listened to your show via my Bose wireless speaker and the app because it doesn't come in my kitchen on my radio, on my Bose radio.
Okay.
So, but what happens is it'll play for maybe 30 minutes and then it stops, and then I have to go in and my broadcast, and that seems to take a while. So I'm wondering why that's doing that.
Well, that's a great.
And the other thing is, other thing that happens is kind of weird. When I'm listening to it, you repeat things.
I repeat it, or like, the app repeats it.
Oh, the app does. No, you don't. Like if you, that's just like what you just said. You said, I repeat it, and then it would say, I repeat it, I repeat it.
That I've never heard.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's a new one. The other thing, though, we've heard before, and before Josh answers, let me just say this. I've checked other stations' apps. They all have the same little glitchy issues. I don't know what to tell you. Here's Josh.
Thressa, what I would do is try downloading the app TuneIn or radio.com. Those are two different apps. They're free, and I believe the 590 stream is on both of them, and see if those don't give you a better experience.
Okay, it was radio.com, and what was the other one?
TuneIn.
Yeah, just TuneIn.
Yep.
I have that app. It's a good app. And I don't know why those will do it without the interruptions, but not just ours. other station where it's the station app, it does that kick out thing and you got to hit play again.
Okay. Well, Frank, how would I know that if the only one I listen to is your show?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Teresa. Wow. Teresa, our kind of girl. So, yeah, try the tune in or I forgot the other one already.
Radio.com. Okay.
Yeah, radio.com and let us know.
But you've never heard anything about the repeating. Like
no.
The,
no, that's new.
You're the, words and things.
You're the very first, and I get emails every day and feedback of all kinds. No one has ever mentioned that.
You're the very first. You're the very first.
Oh, see what he did there?
That was
funny. That was actually kind of funny. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Thanks. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good Matthew McConaughey.
That was
very good. Thank you, Teresa. She may like that so much she starts calling herself Teresa.
It does actually sound like a good
change
name.
Change her name.
Teresa.
Yeah. I do that a lot with
sounds
good.
When you've been
T-E's.
Drinking?
No, with T-E's, I will put the H in like a the. I'll just automatically type in T-H-E.
That's a great that's a good story. And now back to Josh.
I have to tell a story about a listener that emailed me with a problem, and we actually experienced this problem at work.
What if just to drive Thresa crazy, we all say everything twice? She'll think it's still her Bose speaker. Her Bose speaker. See, I just did it, yeah. Go ahead,
Josh. So,
yeah.
Listener Pete emailed me that he took the latest upgrade for his Mac. I assume it's a laptop, to Catalina, which is the newest version of Mac OS.
Great wine mixes.
What?
What? It's the
Catalina
it's
wine
the
mixer.
Catalina Eppin wine mixer.
And when he took the Catalina update, it broke Microsoft Office because Office was a prior version, probably Office 2010. And it is incompatible with Mac OS Catalina. So Pete was wanting to know if he should go out and buy the newest version of Office or what exactly he should do. I recommended, and this is for anybody out there, if you are looking at the opportunity of buying Office, before you buy Office, I would highly recommend that you try the G Suite or Google Suite of applications, Google Docs, yep. Google Sheets, Google Slides, to replace Microsoft Office. It will open and edit every doc, every Excel sheet, every PowerPoint file that you have and give you 99.9% the same operability for free.
Hmm.
For free.
How much is Microsoft?
Is it monthly or you can do yearly or is it just yearly now?
They have gone to a monthly subscription fee. I honestly couldn't tell you. I know what we pay for it, but that's not what
I think just wanted one at home, I think it's like $100, maybe $100 or $200 for a yearly subscription. I get it free
one
through
time
school.
Charge?
No, it's
a yearly.
No,
that's
yearly.
Ridiculous.
Once a
year.
That's yeah.
ridiculous.
Especially when you can get it for free. Not it. But,
you used right. to years ago buy it on a disc.
Correct.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
What did
now
you
it's a download. And the way they make you do it, you have to quote unquote sign into Office with your Microsoft account to get authenticated, and it's a giant pain and blah, 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 blah.
I had to do that because it did that. I've had Microsoft Word for a couple of years.
And you know the only thing I use it for? I just write notes to my... I mean, I've never looked at a spreadsheet in my life. I don't PowerPoint. I don't do any of that stuff. I've never had to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let mine go because you have WordPad on your computer.
Yeah, you got a notepad, same thing.
But WordPad is very similar to...
Yeah. Exactly.
Very similar.
And you probably don't need to do
tried telling Dan.
Things different than I do. You know, just make notes or write a letter or whatever.
Let it go.
Let's talk to Dave. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
I have the same problem that Thresha has when I use your app.
You have the repeating thing?
Yeah.
Wow. This is the second time.
It doesn't happen every day, but today was one of those days. And it could be, you know, five sentences could go by, and then all of a sudden, even when Limey was talking, it would repeat. It was almost like an echo.
Let me ask you this. Were you in an area or driving through an area that may have poorer cell service or signal?
No, sitting right in my living room.
Interesting.
Today is the first we've heard of this, and there's two people.
Wow.
I've had it happen for several months off and on. And then so what I do is I just delete the app and then reinstall it, and it seems to take care of it for quite a while.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I would give radio.com or TuneIn a try just to see if it's going to do the same thing or work better for you.
Yeah, and I have both of those. I just never get around to it. I just like to hit the...
Yeah, sure, it's easier. It's much easier.
All right, Dave.
Frank, if I could just say one more thing.
Sure.
When you guys do the chicken butt thing...
5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, want a piece? Yeah.
We always said... fried in grease, 10 cents a piece.
Well, you were wrong. Yeah, your version was wrong. We can't change it now. It's in our brains. We can't change it now. Dipped in grease.
I know, but it makes more sense when you think about it being fried in grease.
Well, it certainly sounds like it would taste better. I'll give you that. But see, then we'd have to go learn something new. We don't want to do that. We're too lazy for that.
Well, and like I learned something new today, how to pronounce Teresa the right way.
Yes, you did.
Mother Thressa.
All right, Dave, thank you.
I believe it's Saint Thressa now.
Oh, right, good. She deserves that.
Yeah, Saint Thressa.
Mother Thressa?
Yeah.
You have 3 minutes.
So something that is a rumor but likely true, the new iPhone 12, which will be coming out probably in September or October, likely will not come with a charger, a wall charger.
What is that about?
Apple claims that it is to cut down on shipping cost and packaging cost.
Right. So they can make money selling
exactly.
It separately.
Oh, so they can make a million
tell
people.
The truth.
Exactly.
We'll carry on.
And it is likely not to come with headphones either. So
you're going to have to buy everything.
Headphones and a wall charger from Apple's website will cost you about $60.
And will it be a different charger than one you already had?
It is a USB-C charger.
What does that mean?
It's a different size.
Is that the same one as the Android ones
yes,
now?
Yes, it is the same as the newer Android phones.
So no more lightning port?
No more lightning port. Yep.
And why do we keep letting them do it?
Exactly.
Do we still buy it?
The overlord Apple.
Wow, I read that article. I read that this morning, and I thought these people are marketing geniuses.
They are absolutely,
and they know how far they can push us, and how much will
they'll push you, Lemmings.
Well, not just me. Wow. There are millions of us apparently, and I don't even know. I would probably love an Android phone. I just don't see any reason to change.
No, it's not worth the change if you're happy with it.
All right, you got 2 minutes left.
All right.
Can you fill it?
Well, I was going to end it.
No.
Two minutes.
That's not professional radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Minutes. No, you fill it when you have 2 minutes.
I have an iPhone 6S, and it's still, rocking and rolling right along.
Oh, something I found out the other day. Make it quick. The Postal Service has a service called Informed Delivery. We stopped our mail because we were at the lake for a week, and I had to open up a USPS account. And they will scan your mail each day and send you an email with pictures of the envelopes that are coming to your house.
I mentioned this last year, and I'll tell you why. I started taking my grandson over to Babbler Park, and I told the story of we met a couple that for 4 years they've lived in their motorhome. They don't live anywhere. They don't have an address. The address is the motorhome. And I said, what do you do for mail? And they told me about this. They get their mail, and the Postal Service photographs things that they think you should take a look. And then if it's something kind of personal, you give them permission.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To open it and let you use. Well, think about it. Something that you might not just want them opening.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But there's a way to do that safely, and they explained it all to me. They don't live anywhere. They live in a motorhome. And I thought, well, that's great, except my first question was, what do you do about mail? And they mentioned this thing you're talking about.
Yeah, it's called Informed Delivery. Yeah.
There's a flaw in it because I've had it for the last, since the COVID broke out, I haven't been to my PI office in months. I just have the secretary send me all my mail to my house. But if you get an extra large package that's sent to you, it just comes across as blank packet. We are unable to detect this package.
Huh.
If it's an extra large envelope.
What do you do?
Well, you just go home and open it and hope it doesn't have sarin in it.
Yeah.
Wrap
it up. Sorry.
All right. Fault. I'm Josh Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
All right. Josh Bauman, everybody. Courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the country. And yes, they do entry doors and siding. And entry doors is what we're talking to them now about it at my house. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. You know what's next? I know you do. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Forbes. House Democrats are criticizing President Trump for his inaction against Russia. Intelligence reports show Russia offered bounties to Afghan militants to target American troops for assassination. That's what the White House briefed several House Republicans on, and now